Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show. I'm Linda McKenzie, and this week, let's remember, searching for truth will lead you to yourself and God. And it's Linda's World today, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, and you can feel free to call in during the show to discuss any questions you might have or concerns. Let me give you those numbers. We actually have Joan Irvine here, live in studio, and she'd be very happy to answer any of your questions. So take these numbers down, and if it so behooves you, isn't that a nice word for a Tuesday morning? Behooves you, then you can call in and ask us questions because we're here for you. And it's 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Again, those numbers are 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. So let's get right to our guest. Today we have Joan Irvine. She's running for mayor of Redondo Beach. I'm endorsing her. And Dr. Joan is a doctor of clinical hypnotherapy, a radio host, a cannabis advocate, an educator, a community leader, a former CEO for a nonprofit helping kids. I mean, it's over and over. She's almost got a line as long as me. I have one or two more things, but not much more. And we come from the same area, and we actually even look a little bit alike, and we think alike. So what's not to like? So, hi, Joan.
Hi, thank you for that introduction. And yes, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah. Except you're much more elegant than I am. I'm kind of more rough and tough, hippie kind of thing, and you're just absolutely elegant. And so that's why, you know, Pam Aspel, we were at your fundraiser, and Pam Aspel said, "Why don't you run?" And I said, "Are you out of your mind?" I said, "You know, I would never shut my mouth. You know, I'd be in so much trouble. I'd probably be arrested or something." So, I mean, which is a funny story. I was at the senior center, and I have to tell you this story because it's hysterically funny. So I was at the senior center last Friday, and I was doing yoga and getting ready to do yoga or whatever. Or was it the week before? I don't remember. But I was there one time. And I have a printed sheet that I give out to the seniors who live in Redondo, because the senior center is a great place, and we have like 35, 40 people coming in to do exercise all the time in every class. And so I take a couple of classes there, and I have been for 20 years. And so I had a little thing, and it says who I'm voting for and why. And on it, as I have the thief, the bully, I have all of these things, and I have actually written down some of the things that this administration, which I have not been in like with for 8 years, and everybody that knows that this network, they understand because they've been spouting lots of stuff on South Bay News for 8 years. And so, and I just put down, you know, look, however you vote, you know, it's, I appreciate you no matter what. I love you, but this is why I'm voting, why I'm doing it. So I put the thing down, and I'm out, I just put it down by my coat or whatever, and it's on this table in the back room. And this girl comes in, you know, and I'm asking people, are you from Redondo? Are you from Redondo? Because, you know, people there from Torrance and Lawndale and Manhattan Beach and, you know, Hermosa, and because the classes are great, you know. And so I'm just talking, and, you know, and I'm not leaving anything there. And she comes up to me and she says, "I just want to let you know you're not allowed to do this in the senior center." And I said, "Excuse me?" I says, "I can't put a piece of paper on the table over there?" I said, she says, "Well, you know, you're just not allowed to." I said, "I'm not the mayor. I'm not running for mayor. You mean, are you telling me that I can't talk in and express my opinion to my friends in this class. I said, arrest me. I said, what are you going to do, arrest me? I said, this is going to be great. I said, go call the police in the city. They can go and take me, put me in handcuffs. I mean, the whole place is listening to me because, you know, I'm loud, right? And I said, they'll put me in handcuffs. And I said, what's that going to do? What a story. With all my media contacts, arrest 75-year-old for talking about mayor candidate. That's going to even give it more thing. I said, this is great. I said, aren't you voting for Joan? Joan Irvine, vote for Joan Irvine. I said, arrest me. Otherwise than that, shut up and leave me alone. I said, by the way, the city doesn't own this facility. The school does. So what I do here has nothing to do with that. So remember that. Anyway, but I made it a joke. And then I turned around and I says, I know you're just trying to help me. But I said, back off. I said, you're really bossy. And I said, but guess what? I trump you because I'm more bossier than you. Everybody is laughing because I make it jokes, but I make it funny, you know. So that's what happened.
And so interesting because, you know, I had, as you know, you and I had talked about this, you know, earlier on in my campaign, and we had talked about going to the senior centers, you know, since seniors, I mean, first of all, I am a senior. What am I, a year older than you, I think?
Yeah, you are. Thank God.
And, you know, and so, and I have been doing cannabis education for seniors. You know, I've been doing all type of things geared, focused on seniors. So I really hoped to go to the senior centers. We were going to go together. And it turns out that you're not allowed to, if it's a city-owned facility, you're not allowed to be in there. So
well, it's interesting. I wonder if you would have rented the facility if you could be in there. You know, I mean, yeah. You know, and the funny thing is that Nils was trying to do it to begin with. Nils is another guy that should never have been in office because he's a web guy that didn't even have a website. Yeah. You know, I mean, no offense. Mm-hmm. Joan can't say this, but I can say it. And believe me, he's the bully. He is the bully.
Well, I do have to say, at this point in time, he does have a decent looking website.
Because you know why? I'll tell you why. Because a couple of years ago, I researched it, and I said, and I announced on this, and they listened to me all the time. So I announced that he didn't have, I says, he's got his website in San Pedro, his business is in San Pedro, not Redondo Beach, and he doesn't even have a website, and he's a website designer. Well, after that, they immediately registered in Redondo Beach and then had a website done.
Okay.
So, you know, so thanks to me, Nils.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, you know, but also, you know, I was trying to be very good about, you know, following the rules.
Correct.
Because I think that's very important, and that's one of my issues is about, you know, following the rules and the regulations. So I have become even more fastidious than I have in the past during this campaign because anything I do, as you know.
Oh, yeah, is called out.
It's called out on
me. No matter what, they'll make it up. You know what happens? They'll make it up if it's not there, you know.
Well, they have made it up. That's the thing that's so funny is that there's a couple people in town that hide behind private Facebook groups. One of them is called Redondo Chamber Unmasked. That was put together years ago to attack the chamber, and they really did a lot of damage.
Well, they did a lot of damage by taking the chamber and the tourist bureau and taking what they did there was ridiculous. And no offense, I mean the guy is from New Orleans and he's a nice guy, but you know the other girl that was I think it was Marner Smeltzer.
Marner, yeah.
Yeah, she did a much better job, and she was much more for Redondo than, I mean, this guy moved in from New Orleans, and Marna had been here for a very, very, very long time.
Well, I think she had been here for about 30 plus years. Yeah. So anytime you go through a transition, you know, and he went through a transition that this Redondo Chamber Unmasked, you know, had just tried to devastate, the chamber.
Right.
But what I found is that, so he's still doing these parodies, doing this stuff. And what he did is as soon as I signed up, you know, to run, registered to run, within days, there was a parody that called me out for running for higher office, called me out for being too old to run, called me out on saying I had a CBD affected mind, which, by the way, CBD is not psychoactive.
Right.
It's an anti-inflammatory. So he knew nothing, you know, about cannabis. Then he called me out about Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, which he keeps on doing that.
Well, does he go down and pick up the dog poop with you?
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
He cannot talk unless he picks up poop.
Yeah, you know,
until
poop,
he picks up poop, he cannot talk. Yeah. So get back, Loretta, or whatever your name is.
Yeah. But no, so he called me, and so he called, you know, he called out, Keep the Esplanade Beautiful. That's another whole story. Then he called me out on, once again on, being almost an octogenarian.
Thank God. Yeah.
You know, I am.
At least they have some wisdom rather than these little kids that are pretending who they are. Anyway.
Yeah.
I wanted to, how has the community, I just want to say one more thing before we get into the questions that I laboriously put together, and we may never get to, but I wanted to know about how I watched you during a, it wasn't a debate, but it was a question and answer period, you know, and they had everybody there, and I thought it was hysterical that they were Georgette Ganter was the number one position, and then Jim Light, and then Nils, and then, Jeff Ginsburg, and then Nils was next to you, and then you were last.
Right.
Right? Which was fine. But they kept giving the mic to different people instead of letting Georgette speak first. I mean, this seems like to be ABC, but whatever they were doing. But during that, you were the only one. I mean, Georgette was good, but she wasn't as elucidating as you. And elucidating is a big word here.
Oh, let me define that, please.
Elucidating means that you bring light to the subject and truth. And not that she didn't, but she wasn't as astute as you in answering the questions. And you were very concise. You never got off topic. And you were mayoral candidate material. That's it. I mean, in my opinion, you shone on that debate.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And that was the League of Women Voters. And people can go to Facebook, and they can find it under Joan Irvine. And so there are links to that so that people can educate themselves about, you know, the candidates, and, you know, and they can see my, you know, see me talking and what I discuss. But I felt very good. Actually, you're going to laugh. That was like the first time I had done something like that.
Is that, well, yeah. You know, you were perfect on it, and you were just perfect, you know. So I didn't see one lapse in anything, you know. So I think you did a very, very good job. So had the community has reacted, when you go out to meet them, are they more supportive of you or not?
Can I say, as you know, we have two camps. Actually, now we have three camps in town.
Right.
But we had, before this election, we had two camps. One was the no growth group, and one was the moderate growth, right size, no growth group. And so that it's, one group is never going to be, you know, really friendly to me. Although now that they see that I'm really a viable candidate, it's amazing.
I think they're stepping back a little bit.
Yeah. They were not expecting that I was going to be such a viable candidate.
Exactly right. And, you know, and Jim Light, he just talks. And I just got a thing in the mail saying, I do more than talk, I do. And I don't think I've seen him do anything since he was mayor pro tem here, or mayor.
Appointed mayor.
I don't think he's done anything except grant his conservatory, his nonprofit, a $40,000 grant from the city without going out to bid. Oh, but I'm not part of that. Yeah, right, Jim. Yeah, uh-huh. Go tell it to somebody that really believes you, which is nobody. But it was really interesting because at the senior center, when I did hand this out, I said on the thing that I gave them, I said, please send this to five of your friends. And after I had that altercation with that girl, it wasn't really an altercation. It was just kind of a funny skit type of thing. And I later found out that nobody likes her anyway. even the city goes, oh, get back, Loretta, you know. But some of the people there were saying, oh my God, she said that what you gave us was really great because you had where we could follow up and we could see the lawsuits they were in. We could see what was going on, and it was so helpful. And my husband saw that, and then we found out that Obagi, who's not running for mayor, but they're not allowing him to practice law. They're so, you know, it's terrible. But anyway, she said that they sent it and told all their friends, and their friends told their friends. So this grassroots movement that we did for your campaign, I think, is really working. I really think so. I think that you're a very viable candidate.
Well, thank you. And can I say, and some of that, I'm very lucky because of the support that I've gotten within the community, especially the people who have seen what's been going on. For example, I mean, you've been great having me on your show,
right.
You know, having some, you know, PSAs about my campaign. You stepped in, you got to the senior centers, you got the information out, you've been to both of my meet and greets. I mean, you've been there really supporting me. And what's been happening is that, you know, mine is very grassroots. I got started late. I don't have the...
But you got a lot of heavy hitters on your team. Mickey Marafino, I mean, she is one of the heavy hitters that you have are the ones that really actually do good for the community.
Yes.
I mean, Nikki is like, she wins all sorts of awards for her service.
Oh, yeah.
That she does. I mean, she's like she's just like the number one service girl, you know, and she helps everything and causes, and she does a really good job.
She does an amazing job. She had a meet and greet for me in North Redondo so that, you know, I could meet more people in North Redondo. She then, because of that meet and greet, just an example of somebody coming in just when you need them, Marcy Klein, who is Klein Video Productions, she was at the meet and greet, and she had had a ski accident, had some surgery.
Yes,
I mean,
she did
a lot of stuff. It was just, no, she had just really gotten beaten up, so she wasn't available. Well, all of a sudden, she's available. This is on a Wednesday night, the meet and greet. And she goes, I want to do this Thursday. She and Mickey are on it. By Friday, they have
three videos.
They had scripts.
And they're funny.
They're funny. I mean,
I like the one that says, they call me this, they call me that. But now they can call me mayor.
Yeah, that was one because going back to the Redondo Chamber Unmasked, you know, it was like calling me on my age. And so what I did is they've been calling me names for years.
Right.
I could really care less. But as I said, they called me the poopy lady because I started Keep the Esplanade Beautiful. They called me the pot lady because I want heavily regulated dispensaries in town that protect children. And then I added in, since they called me out of my age, and I said, when all else fails, they called me the old lady.
Right. Well, all I know is that they don't know what to do with that, because bullies, when you don't give them the, you know, don't react to them,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of ignore them or laugh at them, it disconcerts them. And Jim Light is not as, you know, not as powerful now because of that. And neither is Nils. And neither is Nils. And from what I hear on the scuttlebutt, Nils is out.
Well, can I say there, you know.
Nils is out. You don't even have to be bothering to put him on the ballot. I mean, he's gone already, you know.
Yeah, well, can I say with that, it's very interesting because, as I mentioned early on, there was a no-growth group in our town. People go, what party are you? I said, thank God we're bipartisan, nonpartisan here.
Right.
And I said, so we have this no growth and this reasonable growth. Well, what's happened is once, you know, Nils was planning to run for mayor, Jim said, when he got appointed, Jim said he was not going to run for mayor. And then he ended up running for mayor. So what's really happened is you've had the no growth group has been divided into really two camps.
Right.
They either support Nils or they support Jim.
Well, I have to say something that I have to actually correct you.
Oh.
Because they are not the no-growth group. It's their own personal in-their-pocket group. Okay? I mean, they're not the no-growth group doesn't really care about Redondo Beach. They just care about what they want. And they've been very bullish about everything. And they've driven this city down to nothing. I mean, you can go up and down Artesia here, and there's more stores for rent, and the big people won't even come in, the big developers that are worth anything. I mean, the scallywags come in, like AES, we're not going there. But but the other people, you know, regular builders that really want to help will not come into Redondo anymore. So, you know, they've not done a thing. So we've had the growth, We've had the growth, people that really want the growth. Not only growth, it's not about the growth, it's about making the community better. And then we have the other ones, well, making what we want for the community because we say.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to go to break, but we'll be back with Joan Irvine for mayor. Remember, May 4th you vote, or before.
March.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got to go to break. Bye. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Joan Irvine, and she is running for mayor of Redondo Beach. And you can vote March 4th or before. We're going to get into a little bit about this voting thing. It's a little different this year. But we were talking right before the break about the no growth and the slow moderate growth, but I was saying that no, it's not no growth. It's they just wanted what they wanted, and they didn't care what they did. I mean, there was one time I think, and we're going to go into the goals because you have a couple of things of what their goals were and mm-hmm. what did they meet. I don't think much. I do know that a whole voters voted that they wanted to keep their own fire department. Mm-hmm. And twice, because one of the council people, I think it was Nils, had a friend that wanted to get on L.A. County because the L.A. County Fire Department gets more benefits, but it doesn't really help the community. And so they had to do two feasibility studies, both kind of like $100,000 or something, and to find out that it still would not be effective. But they kept pushing and pushing because that's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. You want to smack them like a little brat, little bully brats, you know?
Yeah. Well, can I say, first of all, let me go back to you were talking about they're focused on what they want. What they want, and they are very focused.
Right.
On what they want. They want more parklands. They want the AES plant to go back to the wetlands, you know, and they do not want any, development. And you say,
Well, guess what? We may not have a lot of parks in Redondo, but we have the ocean. Doesn't that count as a park?
Well, and we have Wilderness Park that's close by, and we have, the park, we have the pier is actually a park. If you're looking at that, why don't you develop, the pier is falling down. It was falling down when they took office 8 years ago, and it's falling down more than it ever has before. So the pier, that's our parkland. That's our playground, is the beach. And nobody, you know, we have enough parks. I mean, Manhattan Beach has parks if you want to go for a picnic or to have, concerts or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think that they're just off on what they want and what happens with the people, right?
Yeah, and also I think they're not being pragmatic. I mean, one of the things is my slogan is keeping it real Redondo, and I am a pragmatic person. You know, sometimes you go, oh God, but you look at things and you go, okay, if we're going to have a park, who is going to maintain that park? Where is the money going to come from to maintain that park? We don't have extra money in our budget to do these types of things.
But that's what I'm saying. None of these are business people. Jim Light worked for aerospace. Now, aerospace, back in the day when he worked, and I don't think he worked very long. I think they kicked him out. I'm not saying
I don't know.
But all I know is that aerospace works in reverse accounting. Okay, so reverse accounting means that the government gives you a budget. If you don't use that budget, right, then they're not looking for profit. They have to use up that budget. Otherwise, they won't get more money from the budget. So a for-profit company and a city, money coming in, money going out. It's a done deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Jim Light, he was the one, the voice and back of all these people for 8 years.
They don't even,
I don't know if Nils knows how to tie his shoes. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't think he does. Lowenstein, he just, follows along, and Light, he's just this little short guy that has a Napoleon complex that says, me, I'm gonna be, but I'm so nice. But he never shuts up. Well, I mean, he never shuts up. Like me. That's okay, no wonder. But I'm not short, so I'm just saying that.
Well, I don't judge people by their physical traits.
I know.
And, the thing is, I mean, Jim, from what I've seen, is Jim is used to taking over and doing something. I mean, he was involved.
But he doesn't do anything.
Well, he was involved, yeah. he stops things. He stops things. I mean, he was.
He micromanages to.
Yeah. Oh. And I see that on. I've seen that for the last, 8, 10, more years. And then I've also seen what he's been doing on the city council. He's doing, can I say, I'm not supposed to say this, but hey, he's trying to do a good job.
Yeah, he is. But he doesn't know how.
But he micromanages. I'm there, and I'm looking, I'm going, don't we have a city manager already?
Right.
Your job is not to micromanage when you're looking at a total new system.
Right.
So I really believe.
Well, I don't trust anybody that sues the city he's supposed to love for $760,000 and wins, and then, gives $40,000 to his conservancy or whatever it is. It's a nonprofit, and without any going out to contract. So I don't even trust he's all about him. What I wanted to talk about was I wanted to talk about the funny thing that I did. And I didn't mean to do it, but I did it. And it was called the Mayor Sign Disaster that I created on Nextdoor.
Okay.
All right. So basically, I had put in this thing. I said, if you want to know why you see so many Jim Light signs, is because he went to and looked up with his real estate buddies all of the spaces that apartments that needed to be rented and houses that were going to be sold and put it on their property without being saying anything, right? And so then what happened was Nils saw that. So he went out and he put all of his signs right in front of Jim's at all of these locations, right? In North Redondo, I don't know South. And I'm cracking up. So of course I go back on Nextdoor and I go and talk about it on air saying, oh, this is really funny. So Nils has now put his signs in front of Jim Light's. And I said, and that's frickin' frack. I said, and then, but we were at your, fundraiser, and my friend Marian Parsons, you know, she said, you know, yeah, they're putting the signs on the city property, and they're not supposed to be doing that. And she said if you want to put it on the walkway for the electrical, Con Edison owns the bike path. Mm-hmm. And if you want to put it there, you can, because they don't care, as long as you take them down, whatever. But the city, this is not allowed to be on city property. So therefore, you can call up, and then the city will have to come out, and they're supposed to charge the people for the reallocation of the sign. So this is what I did. So after that day, and the day before, I had said, oh, Nils has put his signs up, mm-hmm. da, da, da. So then I went back, and the next time I said, well, yeah, and, you can go ahead and get these signs removed and whatever, and then they're going to have to pay for them, you know, and you can insist that the city charge them, you know, and if they put them up again, you can get them wiped out again. There's no signs anymore. Places that were on public property. A small little thing. I got the signs done.
Well, can I say, and I have some signs out, but my signs are out at places that I have gotten permission.
Correct.
From the owners and gotten them. But
correct.
Can I say, but they're still, even with signs, there was one woman in the village that owns several apartment buildings. She put them at her buildings that she owns, and people were stealing them. So
right.
You do have people who are going along and stealing
them.
Well,
they get annoyed, you know, I guess, but, you know, and that was a big thing a couple of years back, that Nils and Brand and stuff, they were stealing signs all the time.
Well, there are people.
I mean, because, you know, you see what it is. I mean, when you're bullies and you're not there really doing things for the right reasons, and that's why during the voter, League of Women Voters, it was very obvious who was really caring, and the light was shining.
Mm,
so, you know, from my mouth to God's ears, let's hope that this happens. Are we about ready to go to break? We're going to break. I knew that. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the AES and the pier. We're going to, you know, do a couple of things like that. So stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information. And call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. I have with us Joan Irvine. Don't forget to vote for Redondo Beach Mayor if you're in Redondo Beach on March 4th or before. It's a mail-in vote. You have no excuse. Just put it outside and tell your post guy to pick it up and put it in for you. You don't have to go anywhere. Sit in the comfort of your own home. It's a, we're talking a little bit about, we don't have a lot of time, and there's so much things that we can say here that we're not saying. But we wanted to talk a little bit about how much this Light, Jim Light and Nils, and this city council, aside from Laura and Paige, the rest of them, how much they have really cost the city of Redondo Beach. And can you enlighten us on some, like Nils, what happened with Nils?
Okay, well, what happened with Nils, and I happen to be very involved in this because of Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, which I did found 13 years ago.
Right.
But they had... The city council had voted to allow Paul Hennessy to keep the dining deck in front of Rebel Republic.
For $40,000. They made him pay $40,000 in licensing fees.
Well, but also he spent $150,000 doing...
To make it out.
To,
right.
To
correct.
You know, do it. Well, all of a sudden, the city council had agreed that it was going to go beyond just being a test, and Paul was able to keep it. Well, what happens is the night before a Keep the Esplanade Beautiful fundraiser... this is going on at City Council, and Brand vetoes this because he doesn't like Aspel, and Aspel and Hennessy is good friends with Aspel. So all of a sudden, he's going to have to take it down. So Paul Hennessy...
well, there's more to it than that, though.
Yeah, but there's...
It was a little bit more. Let me tell you a little bit about that, too.
Okay.
It wasn't just Brand and the thing about Aspel. It was because, I think it was Obagi, had a friend that had, there was a corner store, right? There's a corner bar, you know, restaurant. And they wanted to do a eat-in area. And what the city council did, because it was Ken Obagi, you know, part of the city council, they said that they didn't have to pay any licensing fees. And so, and they could do it for free. And Hennessy said, you cannot do that. You cannot do that. You can't charge me $40,000 and not them. And they said, well, yes, we can because we're the city council.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then with the thing on the Esplanade, with the Aspel thing and stuff like that. So these are just rotten to the core people, okay? And that keep costing us money. They're giving their friends whatever they want and yet costing the regular citizens. Like Paul Hennessy contributes a lot of tax dollars to this. He's got three or four restaurants here. And he's an upstanding person of the community for years and years, years and years. So what happened with Nils then?
Okay, so what happened is Nils and Brand got 86 from all Paul's facilities.
Correct.
Okay, Paul's prerogative. Well, it turns out about 3-4 weeks later, on a Sunday night, Nils comes in to Hennessy's in the Riviera Village, I guess a little like drunk, and is there with a girlfriend, whatever. I don't care about behavior. But when people realized who he was, they realized he was 86, and Paul had put like an FBI sign, you know, wanted these people on the wall, and they realized who he was, and he said, you have to leave. And he got very, very belligerent, and as they were escorting him out, he tore the sign off the wall,
right.
Vandalism.
Right.
So Paul ended up suing him, but what happened is, for vandalism, for,
right.
You know, these things. Well, what happened is Nils convinced the city council.
No, he's convinced Brand, which from Jim Light. Okay, Jim Light, remember, Jim Light is talking in the ears. Brand is a crew scheduling guy, okay, for the airlines. I mean, I was in top 1% of the thing, mm-hmm. And he was the guy bringing the planes in. Had no management for 30 years. If you're sitting there just bringing the planes in and doing that, you're not too bright. I'm sorry. I love you. I love the airline people, but you're not too bright. So this is all that. But anyway, so how much did this cost us?
Okay. So it ended up, and it took me a couple years for the city to give me this number. We paid $95,000 to Nils for his legal fees.
Right. So, and that's just personal things. That's not, he should not have been gotten that with
no.
that. But that's what they've been doing over and over and over again. And with, what about Light?
He has sued us, the city, 3 times, gotten over $1 million of our money.
Taxpayer money. And he's gonna help Redondo? I think not.
Yeah.
I think not.
Yeah. And he claims that it all went to the lawyers or this and that. He's still the one that did
lawsuit. It didn't all go to the lawyers because he doesn't really work, and so this is where he makes his money. So anyway, they are just corrupt and they're not good, and it's time for a change.
Mm-hmm.
How are you planning to increase the efficiency and make some progress here? I mean, as far as here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, a couple of the things that, first of all, I think we need to just step back and look at what we're what we're doing. I mean, it's like another thing that came up. There, Neil's at the Easy Reader Roundtable, Canada's Roundtable last week. He brought up the fact of the Olympics coming in.
Oh, yeah, that's what you were saying. Yeah.
And the World Cup coming in. Well, we got turned down on that many years ago. Brand tried to get it, that there'd be events down here and all that.
But the state turned him down.
Okay, so I just knew that we got turned down because we didn't have the facilities.
It would have congested. You know, Long Beach and San Pedro have youth convention centers and all sorts of stuff and lots of parking. We have nothing. Again, short-sightedness. Now, if he's thinking that the Olympics are going to come here, they're not.
Yeah,
okay? And he's going to waste all this money to go there.
Yeah, and that to me is...
Going to Sacramento. That's what Brandon went to Sacramento to plea. Oh, the Olympics, the Olympics. And guess what? They knew that it would have killed our infrastructure. It wouldn't have gone...
Yeah.
You know, we can't even handle the stupid festival that they do.
Oh, okay.
The Beach Life Festival.
Well,
I mean, we can't.
But can I say, but with that, so what happened is that, you know, so it was put aside. And all of a sudden now part of his campaign, Neil's campaign, is he's going to be bringing these here. And I take a look and I go, what's changed? We have not changed anything.
Well,
the World Cup is 26. The Olympics are 28. We don't have any time to do any infrastructure changes to accommodate them.
And we don't have the money.
And the next thing is we don't have the money. And here we have North Redondo, Artesia, just begging, please help us become a better, more community oriented, help our teacher and they're begging us, and all of a sudden he's going, well, we're going to do this for the, no.
Well, you know why? It's very obvious why. You know, Nils can't think for himself, right? He just can't, okay? I mean, he just can't. I mean, you feel bad for the guy. But anyway, so what happens is he can't think for himself, and so Jim Light is now running. He said he wasn't going to run, but now he's running. So that camp has split. And so Nils doesn't have anybody telling him what to do. So he has to go back to the old stuff because he doesn't understand how to do any new stuff. I mean, really, that's what this is all about. So good luck, Nils. It doesn't make sense. People are a lot more in the 4 years ago. We have a lot more aware people and younger people here that are actually paying attention. Sorry, I think you lost. But we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Joan Irvine. She's running for mayor of Redondo Beach. March 4th is the deadline, so vote, vote, vote if you're in Redondo Beach. Joan, what is the crown jewel all about?
Jim has been talking about Redondo being the crown jewel of the South Bay. Can I say that, I love that people think that, but sadly, we have not been the crown jewel for a while. And if he's going back to what the crown jewel of the South Bay, go back to the beginning of the 1900s, where we had thousands of people.
Because I remember, I've been here since 1977 in the South Bay, lived in Manhattan Beach for 30 years, and now in Redondo for about 30 years. But what is really interesting is when it was a crown jewel, was before Brand and them came in, because we had wonderful nightclub life and we had very sustainable things. But when they came in, everything started dilapidating. I mean, there was more drugs on the pier and all sorts of stuff. So everything that they've been doing, they're the ones that caused this crown jewel. And remember that Jim Light was the voice in the back of the ears doing this. So crown jewel, yeah, get out of the way, Jim. And if you get out of the way, then it might be able to be a crown jewel. But it was never the crown.
Well, can I say, I wish it was. I love it. But you're talking about, Jim goes back to the heart of the city. That they were trying to do something down in the waterfront. That was over, 25 years ago?
Yeah.
And so
he stopped everything there.
And this is when he stopped that, or his group stopped that. Then they stopped the...
He needs to go.
Yeah, well, they stopped the Senecal project, which ended up costing us $2 million for breach of contract.
Right. And for them putting us in, that's another $2 million. How much... That's only the stuff we kind of know, right?
Oh, yeah.
What is it underneath the surface? How much have they really cost us our money where we could have actually helped citizens and businesses to thrive?
Oh, yeah.
Redo the pier.
Do something with Artesia. So I said, they feel like, the North Redondo feels like a stepchild. So if we had taken that money and done been able to use it for that, then we would be much more of a crown jewel than...
But the other thing is, there's a lot of misappropriation of funds. I know that there was, we had a little park land on the bike path, and it cost $1 million for a couple of trees. And I'm going, what the heck is that? Who's bidding on this? Since when is this $1 million? But because of all the ordinances they have and all this, it makes it almost impossible to do business here. And there's the licenses and the things that you need to get to move, right?
Oh, well, and that's, I've only been involved since 2008.
Right.
And I did Leadership Redondo, which is how I got
involved in everything.
Right.
But the thing is that the money from the residents, from the property taxes, does not cover the nut.
No, it doesn't.
And we need business money in order to have a balanced economy. And just about a month ago, a report came out saying that in the last 10 years, Redondo's sales tax only increased by 5 to 6%, while Manhattan Beach and Hermosa Beach increased by 30%. And Torrance increased over 100%.
Right. And that's because, again, Jim Light's voice in the back. Do not vote for Jim Light. Do not vote for Nils, because they're part of the same group. And it's not a no-growth group. It's a no-hope group. I'm going to call it that. What else did you want to say, Joan? Because I know we're kind of almost out of time.
Well, and one of the things, you know, is about government efficiency. You know, what I see is that they keep on bringing the same topics back and back to agenda items. And so we're wasting all this time. Plus, every time they refer something to staff, I call it moving the cheese. You know, we have a good staff. We have a great city manager.
The city people working are excellent. I mean, I've been in Manhattan Beach for 30 years in Redondo, and I would take Redondo workers over Manhattan Beach 100% of the time. I'm not that there's anything wrong with Manhattan, but they care more in Redondo.
Oh, do they? Okay, well, I've just, you know, so I see that the staff is working on something, and when they're coming, getting ready for an agenda item, this is not a simple, oh, here, let me give, you know, here's 5 points. They have to back it up. It's this ordinance and this ordinance and this ordinance. So when at the end of the, you know, either they're bringing it back all the time, which costs us staff time, or they'll all of a sudden at the end of each meeting, they'll say, well, we want to make a referral to staff, and we want you to take a look at this, and we want to be able to do this at this time,
right, and
which takes them away from other things they're working on.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is that the city council meeting is only one episode of how they are wasting, not being efficient, and how they're wasting energy. And I do know that your background is efficiency. I mean, it's just like mine, it's efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't have worked for a woman working in the telecom industry in the early days when they didn't even let anybody in, you know, back in the days of the white coats, you know, unless you were very pragmatic and understood how to make things happen and how to do it. And you had to be very mentally astute for that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you didn't get there. You know, just didn't. And you and I both have that. So what I'm saying here is if they have been wasting and have been less efficient and wasting so much money just in meetings and staff time and whatever, what have they done to the projects and everything that has have been happening with Manhattan, with Redondo Beach? I mean, the whole infrastructure, everything they're working on is not helping Redondo Beach. The way that they do things hinders Redondo Beach, which is exactly why we need you and a different change in there. And we're getting some new people. Brad Waller is running. I don't think Ken Abaji is going to actually win because I let the cat out of the bag and people are not liking it. And so I very much don't think so. I think that this regime finally is over. I don't know what they were God was thinking giving us this, but we know we never want to go back there again. And if you vote for Jim Light or Nils, you're going back to the same old, and nothing's going to change for the better for anything. So, and it's going to cost you money rather than that. And I don't know. Maybe I'll go and taunt Nils so he can get drunk again and cost the city $95,000.
Oh, yeah.
Poke the bully.
Right. Okay. But can I say that it's, you know, things have to be moving forward. There was an expression that I just heard. I mean, first of all, I go by a mentor once told me, he goes, you either grow or die.
Right.
So that's something I look at. You grow or die. Didn't like, I thought it was just harsh when I first heard it, but it's reality. And then another one is, you know, the past is gone.
Right.
You know, the present is now. And both of them are, end up being in the past. You have to evolve.
Right.
You can't go back and say, we're the crown jewel and we want this. You have to say, what's it going to look like in 10 or 20 years? I mean, I know they did a general plan advisory committee and put out some stuff.
Yeah, but they're kind of stupid. I mean, even with the AAS Parkland, they got duped by the guy that owns AES now, I can't even remember.
Leo.
Yeah. Anyway, they kind of got duped. They said, he says, well, I'll give you a park, you know. And he gave him a piece of swampland that it was going to cost $1 million a month to pump out the water so they could actually use it as a park. Okay? I mean, that's what they did. And then, Leo, of course, you know, if you actually all had to do was look on the internet, Nils, I mean, you're the web guy, right? And if you did, you would see that he was there. Anyway, we're out of time. I do want to say vote for Joan Irvine on March 4th or before, and just do it. Thanks so much, Joan.
Well, thank you for having me here. I so appreciate that we could talk about what's going on with Redondo, because we all love Redondo.
Exactly. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Welcome back. This is the Linda McKenzie Show, or at least it was. We're almost out of time here. I do want to say it was Linda's World, so you never know what's going to happen with Linda's World at all. You know, so you just got to tune in that last thing of the month, right? And then you'll just find out something good. You'll always find something positive, because even when we're looking at the negatives, the reason we bring them up is so that we can change them to the positive and make this world a better place. And I want to say thank you so much for listening. I really enjoyed this with you. And I wish you a week of love, light, and balance. Bye.